Acts 20:35, I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I thought today this is the verse. We all think that the one who suffers is weak in faith, but in fact, the one who oppresses, the one who works along with the oppressor just because they do not want to be oppressed, and the one who lets down someone to be oppressed to help themselves from not being oppressed are weaker in faith. Many times, when we are not able to ask the oppressor about oppressing someone because of the fear we have of them oppressing us by asking for others, it is our weakness in faith. As we saw yesterday, this is what is the fear of the Lord, as it is the way of the evil to separate us from the Lord, and straying slowly away from him by showing pastures that are green like him but are never ending and are desolate, unlike that of the Lord, where there is fulfillment of joy, hope, peace, and love. When I write these words, often think that I never thought that I will write them spiritually one day, beyond faith in God and the way of righteousness that we should walk in. But I am writing today more about the faith of the Lord. And there are some of those who believe in Jesus, believing in the superiority of their faith and themselves, rather than reclining on the Lord and failing to share his love, which is compassion and human charity, with their love being shared in empathy for the oppressors. They think it is upright of themselves to correct and rectify those who are being oppressed, making them obey these oppressors so that peace will be restored in the name of Jesus. But they forget these questions of faith: who are they to obey the Lord or these oppressors? Why will someone in God want others walking in God to obey a human? Why should we obey a human? The Lord never asks us to obey the evil master, and he says rightly that we can never serve two masters on the same table, the devil and himself. Whom are we planning to serve, the Lord or the devil, especially when it comes to having the need to stand up for the reason, Christ? I still remember my grandfather telling me that if there is a need, you do not hesitate to fight and talk back to anyone, including your grandmother. He said this to me on his deathbed because he wanted me to have at least what he had in this world, when the American missionaries who came down to meet him felt that he deserved to have more and better living standards for all the hard work he has done serving them and wanted to provide him more. Things could have changed from them on, but this opinion and what he deserved and what they thought we needed to have in our lives as their children are not going to change. They were not against us learning, being educated, and empowered to do more and serve the Lord in whatever sector we are in. They never desired that we remain serving the mission and get strangled into this system and the institutions here that are going to oppress us for colonial racialism. Probably they had an understanding of this, that they felt like what my father told me, well, the angel that came down to meet him allowed them to, that people are not thinking good for us and are not doing good. I am not so obsessed with this happening that I want to make things happen, but I am sure the Lord would have wanted him to create an impact and have his people back in oneness in mind of Christ, sharing love and peace where anyone can do well, including our prosperity. This again raises in me one of those annoying questions that my parents and grandparents told me never to reply to, the blasphemy that having love for parents and family is binding to the world and not following the Lord. I know this is how the Pentecostal churches, which my mother feels is better, take away, just like how those who are getting into ministry in the Catholic institutions are expected to separate themselves from their parents, which is worldly if they have to be one in the Lord. God is never asking us to deny parents and love for each other and live in isolation, turning ourselves into saints. And that brings to those scoffers who, in arrogance and for power needs, get so annoyed at us, saying that in suffering for the name of Christ, there is more faith that they add to their woes, causing them more suffering, saying that they have to demonstrate more faith in the Lord so that the Lord will come down and deliver them to prove their faith. When they are not delivered from the distress and suffering, they say, where is the power of your faith? Is faith to show power in you through the Lord that will stand to the test of the devil, or to show the love of the Lord? Yes, but when we are persecuted, the Lord will deliver us, and we can relax while waiting on the Lord.